following programming is sponsored by End Time Harvest Center. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Welcome to Your Kingdom Assignment with Mother Judy Hines, your resource for success in your kingdom assignment, with tips, inspiration, strategies, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to Your Kingdom Assignment. Yes, I am Mother Judy Hines. Glad to be in the seat this morning. Want to give a shout out to Pastor Gary Moore for sitting in for me on last week. He called it sitting in the big seat. Well, this morning, I want to talk about letting go. Sometimes we work an assignment so until we have exhausted all means, we have exhausted our energies, we don't know what else is left to do, but sometimes we need to let some things go, in order to advance. And that means just making an adjustment for advancement. That's what I want to talk about this morning, making that adjustment for advancement. Sometimes our life becomes too cluttered. Sometimes our mindset becomes too cluttered, and we have to allow some things to go, things that are in the past, things that are no longer serving to be advantage to our advantage, things that are obsolete, things that are not causing growth or causing us to move forward. We need to let those things go. For many of us, it's very hard to let the past go sometimes. But that's just what it is, folks. It is the past, and it needs to be let go. We need to just let the past go. We need to stop trying to drag the past into our day-to-day operation or drag the past into our future. It just simply needs to be let go, needs to let go. Well, let me say this here. One of the spirits that keeps us in the past is called tradition. Tradition is a bad spirit. Why? Because it causes us to have one foot in the past and one foot in the future. That is a stagnation. That is crippling. It causes us not to be able to move. Well, the name of this game, folks, is movement. This is a movement, and you cannot move if you're standing still. And if you're crippled in your movement, in other words, not being able to move out of the past, not being able to move forward, that's what we call being crippled. That's what we call being crippled. You will never come into your future. You will never experience the newness of life as long as you keep one foot in the past and one foot in front of you. And we have to be able to come front and center, pull our whole being into our right now. And that's what you are experiencing today. You are experiencing your now. You're not experiencing the past. The past is gone. Yesterday is gone. There is something great on the horizon for your today and something great on the horizon for your future. You have to move forward. You have to look forward. You have to step forward. You have to move forward. Faith moves you forward. Faith moves you forward. So that's what we're talking about this morning, letting go of those things that are binding us or keeping us from moving forward, letting go of those things that are keeping us from moving forward in God, hindering our progress, stopping our progress. We have to have the determination to move forward. That means that we're going to annihilate, we're going to remove everything that is possibly hindering us and keeping us from moving forward. We're going to have to take responsibility and ownership for those things that we are allowing that to remain that are of no significant value in the kingdom, that are no significant value in your walk with God, that are no significant value in your kingdom assignment. We're going to have to even evaluate our speech, evaluate our inner talk, what we're saying to ourselves, what we're saying to others, what we're allowing others to hear. We have to make sure that this that we're saying is current, that what we're saying, what God is saying concerning us, and we're saying only what God would have us to say, so that we can have kingdom productivity, so that we can see kingdom results, so that there will be a kingdom reality when we begin to speak what thus saith the Lord concerning every situation, circumstance, and dilemma, and especially concerning the lives of other people and concerning our own individual life. We have to measure up. We have to come up. We have to understand that we have to let the past go. We have to let the past things go that have kept us from moving forward in God. This is an absolute awesome time to be alive in the kingdom of God. And there is a book that I'm reading now. I got it from Pastor Aaron Bergen, and it's entitled The Pathway of Surrender. And it's called Letting Go by David Hawkins. David Hawkins wrote this book, and he talks about just letting go, folks. The experience of letting go, he said it's like the sudden cessation of an inner pressure or the dropping of a weight. We all know what it means when we feel a heavy burden has lifted. We know what it feels like when we get a breakthrough. We know what it feels like when we come into complete, wonderful, sweet surrender to the Holy Spirit. There's nothing that can be compared to it. We're talking about a feeling of relief. We're talking about a feeling of lightness. And we're talking about with an increased happiness and freedom that we are now afforded because we have let the weight go. We have dropped that weight, that thing that was holding us back, that thing that was keeping us from taking another step, that thing that was causing us to be feel disappointed, to feel insecure, to feel less than. We have dropped that weight today. We are dropping that weight on today, and we're going to embrace the happiness. We are going to embrace the love. We're going to embrace the kindness. And yes, we're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate, embrace and celebrate the dropping of the weight of the past, that thing that can never hold you back again. Why? Because you dropped it. One scripture says, cast your cares on him, but it is him that careth for you. It is Christ that careth for you and careth for me, and he commands us, he instructs us to cast our cares on him. That means that that burden that you're carrying, you're going to throw it on him. That thing that's been holding you back, that's been weighing you down, you're going to throw it on him. You're going to leave it at the altar, and you're not going to pick it up. You're going to walk away from it, and you're not going back to get it because you are now in freedom. You're now in happiness, and you feel the relief that comes when you drop that weight. And so today I am challenging each and every one of us to just drop the weight. Drop what's holding you back. Drop what's keeping you from your dream. Drop what's stopping the vision from unfolding. Just drop it today. Just drop it today and go free. Go free in Christ. Where there is liberty, there is freedom. And I'm telling you, it is all in Christ Jesus. He wants you and I to experience his freedom on today. You're going to start to laugh. You're going to start to see that the pressure has been lifted. It has been relieved. And so that you're getting rid of your fears, getting rid of your anger and feelings of being attacked. And to suddenly you're going to be free and you're going to be happy. And I want you to think about that this today. I want you to think about how great it would be if you could do that all of the time. Well, I want you to know that you can do it all of the time. You can do it in any place and with any event. Oh, yes, that's right. You can always feel free and happy and never be cornered by your inner feelings of gain, of doubt and unbelief, of inner persecution. God wants you to experience him today in a greater way, and that is by letting it go. Letting it all go, letting the past go, just surrendering yourself to the will of God, to the will of the Father. I want you to know today that Jesus loves you, and Jesus is concerned about every aspect of your life, every aspect of your life. Everything that pertains to you, it pertains to him, and he is concerned about every fine detail of your life. Not just spiritually, but physically, emotionally, socially. However, if it concerns you, it concerns him. And so on today, we're going to think about and ponder and reflect about letting the past go. And sometimes you got to talk like old Zion and just tell Jesus, have your way today. Thy will be done in my life as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in my finances as it is in heaven. Again, whatever is concerning you, it is concerning him. Whatever is on your mind, it's on his mind. He wants you to go free today. He wants your mind to be renewed. He wants to restore. He wants to rebuild. He wants to let you know that your future is bright. You have a bright future, a better future on the horizon. And so today, he wants you to take advantage of his love, his peace, and his joy, and his happiness in the Holy Ghost. As you are working on your kingdom assignment, do not be disappointed. Do not feel dismayed. Do not be despondent on today. Do not be sad on today. But rather, let all of that go and just receive the relief that comes when you drop the weight. When you drop the weight of yesterday, drop the weight of past failure, drop the weight of sin, drop the weight that is holding you down, that is holding you back, and allow the sweet presence of the Holy Ghost to reign and rule in your life, you're going to see the difference, folks. You're going to see a great difference, and you're going to see that you are able to produce more in the kingdom of God because you are now free of those thoughts, free, and you're experiencing increased happiness and increased freedom in your life, free from that anger, free from that fear, free from the feeling of being attacked, to being you are free in Christ. And you are free indeed. Well, we're coming to the end of another broadcast. I want to thank all of you for joining me this morning here on Your Kingdom Assignment. I am Mother Judy Hines, and I want you to know that I'm here every Monday morning at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. Yes, indeed. And I am glad to be a part of Your Kingdom Assignment. Join us this evening on Facebook Live for STEP, S-T-E-P, the acronym for Seeking the Eternal Presence. There you will find us tabernacling and learning about going into the presence of God. We are relentlessly pursuing the presence of God. So until next time, be blessed. And I will see you then.
You have been listening to Mother Judy Hines. Follow Mother Judy on Facebook, Clubhouse, and Instagram. You may also contact her on motherjudyhines@gmail.com or motherjudyhines.com. Thank you for tuning in. Join us again every Monday morning at 7:30.
Wow, what a wonderful word. What a wonderful word. We're getting ready to bring on the next speaker, and we're doing that now.
morning. Good morning. I'm Pastor Terrence Ellison. I'm your host of this broadcast. It's called The Voice of Prophecy, sponsored by TKE Ministries. That's right, The Voice of Prophecy. We're on this morning, and we thank and praise God for being on this Monday morning. We are in the month of October. I'm telling you, it is fall. I mean, the year has went by like so fast, I'm telling you. But we're excited to be here this morning to give you a word from the Lord. We would just like to let you know some information. If you'd like to check out our ministry, visit our Facebook page, TKE Ministries. Visit that page. Check us out. During the week, we come on and we minister during the week on our page, and you can hear the voice of prophecy and hear more of this teaching. And, you know, I tell you, I know a lot of times people will say, man, you're just getting into it. And just as I get into it, I say, our time is up. So you can hear more of this teaching if you would check out our Facebook page at TKE Ministries. Like us, follow us on our Facebook page, as well as on our YouTube page. We have a YouTube page, that's right, and it's TKE Ministries on our YouTube page. You can go check us out on either one of those social media platforms, and so we would love to see you come a part of that teaching and so forth. So we're excited about you following our ministry, and I tell you, we have a word for you this morning, and we want to feed your faith and starve every one of your doubts. We want to minister to you and give you a word in due season, and to let you know that God loves you, God cares about you. Our Jesus, glory to God, is a loving Jesus, and he truly cares about what you are going through and how to come out of whatever situation you're in. This morning, we want to deal with being able to have effective prayer. Effective. We want our prayer to be effective. And over in Mark 11, many of us have heard about the prayer of faith. And in Mark 11, here is a story where Jesus, one morning, comes by and sees this fig tree from afar off. Matter of fact, the scripture says, and seeing in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it. For in the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves. But when he came up to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the fig season had not yet come. And the Bible says, and he said, no one ever again shall eat fruit from you. And his disciples were listening to what he said. Now, watch this. Now, it says here that next day, as they come up on the tree, and the Bible says in the morning, in verse number 20, in the morning when they were passing along, they noticed that the fig tree was withered completely away to its roots. Peter remembered and said to him, Master, look, the fig tree which you doom has withered away. And Jesus replying said to them, have faith in God. Truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. This is what happens. And it says, for this reason, I'm telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, have confidence that it will grant to you, and you will get it. Now, when you see this, And sometimes I've heard people teach this and say, Jesus wasn't saying literally you can say to a mountain to be uprooted and to be cast in the sea. He was being figuratively. No, that's not true. The scripture gives us an insight that even in the original language of the Greek, that Jesus was saying literally, if you have the faith, if you have the God kind of faith, you can say unto that mountain to be uprooted and to be cast into the sea. And he said, if you don't doubt in your heart, but believe, he says, it will be done for you. Now, you know, when we look at this and we see this, we'll say, okay, well, man of God, then, you know, why should I be able to speak to certain situations and that situation not turn around? And see, because we need to understand what's behind the prayer of faith. See, in other words, even as you speak to something, even today, you know, you will see Jesus speak to certain diseases and sicknesses, and people be healed. And it seems like when he spoke, it happened almost immediately or within like a day, that situation turned around. And then it's like, okay, well, what about us? Why is it that when we speak, things don't automatically turn around? I mean, I believe God. I believe in the Word of God. I mean, if you're telling me that Jesus loves me, why is it that when we speak, or I have spoken, or others have spoken, the situation didn't turn around? See, because the prayer of faith has to have something behind it. The prayer of faith has to have something behind it. Now, you might say, Pastor, what are you saying? I mean, what, man of God? What you talking about? Well, if you turn to James chapter 5, I want to show you something. And James 5 gives us some more insight on the prayer of faith, on how to have effective prayer. It says here in James chapter 5, and I'm reading out of the Amplified Version. It says in verse number 13, it says, or verse 14, we're going to start verse 14. If anyone among you is sick, he should call for the elders of the church, the spiritual guides, and they should pray over him, anointing him with oil in the Lord's name. And the prayer that is of faith will save him who is sick. And then the Lord will restore him. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses and sins, and pray for one another that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. Now watch this. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man or person makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Now watch this. Elijah, now here's what James says. And all that James has just said, and he has given us instructions on in reference to praying and a reference to people getting healed, he then gives an example of how the prayer of faith works. He says Elijah was a human being or a person with a nature such as we are. And he says, with feelings and affections and a constitution like ours. And he prayed earnestly for it not to rain, and no rain fell on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And then he prayed again, and the heavens supplied rain, and the land produced its crops. Wow, wait a minute now. Here is some insight. I want you to notice something. That when Elijah prayed that there wouldn't be any rain for 3 years and 6 months, and if you go over in the book of 1 Kings in reference to this story about Elijah praying that there wouldn't be any rain, it never tells you how long did Elijah prayed that thing. It never said. See, and I always sit there and say, why didn't it say that? See, because here's what is behind the prayer of faith. You see, when you speak to a circumstance, you must there should be some time spent speaking in your private time, in your secret place, you speaking over that issue. See, a lot of times when, you know, you see people say, man, you know, come in and say, can you pray for this family member to be healed and so forth? And we prayed and we didn't see them get healed. Because you see, the prayer of faith works. The prayer of faith works like how you exercise or you work a muscle. In other words, your muscle has the capacity. Every human being on the planet has the capacity to work their muscles to the point where they can lift at least their weight and sometimes two times their weight. Every person, man and woman, has that capacity. Now watch this. Now, if you don't work that muscle, it'll never get to the capacity that you need it to work. You see? Now, it has the ability to do it, but you still got to, every day, have a regimen where you go in to the gym and you work that muscle, and at some point in time, you'll be able to lift your weight. Every human being has the capacity to do it. Every human being, if you're not have some physical handicap, has that capacity. See, this is how the prayer of faith works. The prayer of faith works in the same way. You have the capacity in your faith to tell that mountain to be uprooted. You have the capacity to tell cancer to go. You have the capacity to tell that financial situation to be turned around. But if you don't spend the time in the spiritual gym working it out, guess what, beloved? You will not see that thing turn around. See, and that's where we many times get confused. We'll sit there and say, well, what happened? Did God didn't love me? I mean, what happened? I mean, God didn't move for me. No, it had nothing to do with that. It had to do with the fact that, like Elijah, he spent time praying and praying until it came to a point where his faith had built up that he had power available. Oh, my God, I'm out of time. Oh, my goodness, I'm out of time, guys. I'm getting ready to close out. I have to tell you, listen, you got to tune in on next Monday. Check us out during the week. We're going to share more of this on our Facebook page. You want to go and check it out. I'm telling you, it's an awesome teaching. Check us out on TKE Ministries on YouTube, okay, and Facebook. We're going to be coming on. We'll let you know the time, so just check us out. If you need to contact our ministry, call us at 267-470-1447. Hey, you have been listening to The Voice of Prophecy. I'm your host, Terrence Ellison. We're coming to you every Monday morning at 7:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on this wonderful station, WWDB 860 a.m. Hey, we thank God. We'll see you again next Monday. God bless.
Well, there you have it. That's been the word for today. Govern yourselves accordingly. Everything that you've heard in your hearing has been just for you. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in next week at the same time, same station. God bless you.